This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public meeting at Sirsi, Davanagere and Belagavi in Karnataka. He assured of his guarantee to make India powerful and ensure security and development. Mr. Modi said in the last 10 years, his government has helped small farmers through the Farmers Producers Organization to cut input costs and open the market for agri-produce. He said separate ministry for fisheries and Kisan credit card to fishermen, Matsya Sampada Yojana, smart cities, new railway lines and an increase in the national highways from 24 to 47 have benefited the people of the state. Prime Minister Modi accused the Congress government in the state of diverting 11,000 crore rupees SC/ST funds for other purposes and cutting down 4,000 rupees given to the farmers by the previous BJP government under PM Krishi Samman Nidhi Yojana. Mr. Modi called upon the voters to come out and vote in large numbers on May 7. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today stepped up his party's Odisha campaign at Salipur under Kendrapada Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Gandhi promised Pehli Naukri Pakki scheme for the unemployed youths if his party is voted to power at the centre. Earlier, Mr. Gandhi garlanded the statue of Utkal Gaurav Madhusudan Das on his birth anniversary at his native place Satyabhamapur in Cuttack district. Senior Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi has accused the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, of undermining democracy. Speaking at a press conference in Ahmedabad today, Singhvi highlighted the recent victory of the BJP in the Surat Lok Sabha seat as a violation of democratic principles. He alleged the BJP is misusing money, machinery and manpower. He also pointed out that one-fourth of the total 417 BJP candidates in this election have recently defected from other parties. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to begin his campaign in the state tomorrow. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh has said the global image of the country has significantly changed during the last decade under the BJP-led NDA regime. Addressing an election rally in Anand district, Mr. Singh said, ever since Narendra Modi assumed office as the Prime Minister, the world started taking India and its opinion seriously. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed to conduct re-polling in 6 polling stations of the outer Manipur parliamentary constituency on the 30th of April from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The ECI declared the polls conducted at these 6 polling stations on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha election as void. The polling stations are 5 in the Ukhrul district and 1 in the Senapati district. In Jammu and Kashmir, a village defence guard VDG died in gunfire with terrorists in Udhampur district of Jammu division today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that an encounter broke out between terrorists and a joint team of police and village defence guard members at Basantgarh area in Udhampur district this morning. The deceased VDG was identified as Mohammed Sharif, a resident of Khaned. After the incident, reinforcement from Udhampur was rushed and the special operation group, the police, along with army and CRPF parties, had staged a cordon in the area, and the operation is going on there. Massive search operation is underway to flush out the terrorists who are believed to have recently infiltrated from Pakistan. The Indian crew of a Portuguese-flagged ship that was seized by Iranian forces in its maritime territory 2 weeks ago is being granted consular access. A statement from Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that they are considering the release of the ship's crew as a humanitarian issue. In badminton, the Indian women's team have advanced to the quarterfinals in the Uber Cup badminton tournament with a 4-1 victory over Singapore in Chengdu, China today. In women's cricket, India have set a target of 146 runs in the first match of the 5-match T20 series against the hosts at the Sylhet International Cricket Stadium, Bangladesh. Choosing to bat first, India scored a total of 145 for 7 in 20 overs. Wicketkeeper batter Yastika Bhatia scored 36 from 29, while opener Shefali Verma made 31 off 22 balls. For Bangladesh, Rabia Khan took 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.